We open our eyes to allness. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. We open our eyes to allness. Yes, we go around the world and we see how things are in the world, and we say to ourselves, oh my, there's ups and there's downs. We look at our own personal life and we say, whoops, there's ups and there's downs. We look at the world about us. We listen to the news on the radio and television. We read it in the newspapers and magazines, and we hear it verbally in the gossip of the world, and there's ups and downs. And we think to ourselves, why? Why does there have to be ups and downs? Why can't it just all be ups? And then our human attitude comes in. Well, if it were all ups, we wouldn't appreciate, well, who cares whether we appreciate it or not? There's no reason that we have to appreciate the ups. Be the ups. There's no reason why you have to appreciate the fact you have a good body. There's no reason why you have to appreciate the fact that you have a fabulous wife or a fabulous husband or fabulous children. There's no reason why you have to appreciate that. No reason you have to appreciate you have great mothers and fathers and relatives. There's no reason why you can't say that my family tree is the most beautiful family tree in the world. It is the most pure and wonderful family tree in the world. The genes and chromosomes of my family tree are fabulous. And everybody in my world is fabulous, and everybody is whole and perfect, just like me, just like me. I oftentimes go around telling people this statement, which blows your mind and my mind a little bit too. I say, you know, I'm so unaware that I feel that everybody in my world, everyone I have created, everyone I am with, knows exactly what I know. They have had this exact same experiences that I've had. They've drawn the exact same conclusions from every experience that I've had and that they've had. They look like me. They act like me. They think like me. They are fabulous people. And I cannot conceive of one person on the face of the earth who is not utterly fabulous like me. And you say, my God, what an egotist. What a person. You better lock him up. He's just not mentally sound and balanced. Oh, really? Is it not sound and balanced to proclaim that you live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body? Is it not sound and balanced to say that your body is whole and perfect, even though the illusion at the moment might not be so? Why do you go to the doctor? Why do you go to any of these things? Why do you go to the doctor? Why do you want anything to tell yourself? Now, here the phone rang, and it rang right in the middle of my getting together with you on this talk. But why do you go to the doctor? Why are you interested in these things? Why are you proclaiming these things for yourself, you know? You go to the doctor because you want to get well. But how can you get well if you're not intrinsically well within yourself, if you don't have the potentiality of being well? And this is where our life goes. And this is what our life is all about. Our life is all about the idea that we are whole and perfect. And I'm giving this instant illumination talk right now, and it is just fabulous, and I want to continue giving it. And it'll be another, who knows how long, but it's wonderful. Give your life and live your life and be your life and be fantastic and know that you are wonderful. You can live in the instant illumination of the awareness of who you are. We open our eyes to the allness. We don't open our eyes to the limitation that goes on in our world. We open our eyes to the respect and to the understanding that in our world, it is exactly what we open our eyes to. If we don't see what's behind ourselves, we don't know what's there. If we don't see what's on the other side of the horizon, we don't know what's there. But we do know what's on our side of the horizon. And we can start proclaiming that it is good and very good. We can start proclaiming that the things that go on our side of the horizon are fabulous, they're wonderful, they're glorious. They're the type of things that we want to tell the world about and shout and sing about and go up into the mountains and say, wow, what a wonderful day. What a wonderful day. The hills are alive with a sound of music. That wonderful sound that I've heard before. We can do that. We can proclaim to the world, to the universe, just how wonderful we are. We can proclaim to all that is going on in this world just how wonderful we are. We can proclaim it and know it and experience it. But if we don't do it, we don't have it. If we don't say, I like me, we won't like ourselves. If we don't say, I like everybody in my world, we won't like them. If we don't say, I live in a fabulous world filled with beautiful people, filled with beautiful circumstances every moment of my life, we won't have it. We open our eyes to the allness, and the allness is the fulfillment of all these things that make us happy, all these things that make our life a joy and a peace and a harmony, all these things that are the most exciting thing that anyone could ever have in their world. That's what we count upon. That's what we love. That's what we are. That's what we live in. It's so important for us to be aware of this, and it's so important for us to put the cause in motion, and nobody else can do it for us. We open our eyes to the allness, and as we open our eyes to the allness, all is good and very good. All is peaceful. All is purity. All is wonderful. The people that we don't draw into our world, we don't magnetize people to come in our world. We don't draw them into our world. We create them. And we can create them out of our world, too, if we don't like that. We can create them in our world as they please us. We can create them beautiful in our world as it pleases us. We can be totally oblivious, ignorant, blind to anything that they might be doing which is contrary to our highest good. We don't see that. We don't hear that. We don't know that. We only know what we have in our own thought, in our own consciousness, in our own world right now. And that's the only thing that makes any difference to any of us. Who are we? Where are we going on this spiritual journey into the instant illumination of our being? Our being is ready now to unfold the perfection and the wholeness that we are. Our being right now is standing, as we said before, get out of the way of the divine circuits. We get out of the way of those divine circuits that is our purity and our wonder and our goodness, our original purity and integrity. We get out of the way of that. And as we are out of the way of that, we stand in the way of all that is lovely and joyous and harmonious and fulfilling. But it's our choice. And it's our choice and the only choice that we have to make. It's the only thing that is up to us. Instant illumination happens to people constantly. But it means that they make a switch. They switch over from thoughts of negativism, thoughts of limitation, thoughts that they are not perfect, to thoughts that they're perfect. And as they say these thoughts that I am perfect, then they start experiencing I am perfect. As they begin saying these thoughts, I live in a world that I have created, that I have used on my art board, on my drawing board, and I can erase things that don't appeal to me, and I can draw them in that do appeal to me, and I can take something from here or there in my consciousness of a beautiful concept and put it on my drawing board. I can see the ideal man in my world, the ideal woman in my world, the ideal child in my world, the ideal self that I am. I can see myself as successful in every area of my life. I can see myself as a beautiful, desirable, fantastic person that all the world looks to and says, hey, that's a cool guy. That's a cool guy. I like him. I like him because he just is nice. He's not picking on anybody. He's not looking for unhappiness in any area. He is not finding fault with anything in life. He just is recognizing that this is a good and a very good world. This is a wonderful and a very wonderful world. This is a world that makes our life into something absolutely fantastic. And that is all that matters. We open our eyes to the allness. And the allness is who we are right now. And as we claim that allness, as we claim that oneness, as we claim that experience, we experience it. But we have to put the cause in motion. And the cause in motion says, I like me. The cause in motion says, I open my eyes, and when I open my eyes, all that I can see is good and very good. And when I open my eyes, and I see all that I see as good and very good, that's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. We are the beautiful beings and this universe that are sharing our love of recognizing who we are. We are divine. We're not children of God. We're not sons of God. This was part of the Hebrew teachings when Jesus was a rabbi, but he opened the door to the people to move from the concept that they're sons of God to the Father dwells within them. The power dwells within them. The life and truth and peace and wonder dwell within them. And this is where he drew them into their oneness. And now we can go even the step further. We can be the oneness of the divine within us, and be it now and forevermore, and enjoy a life that is utterly, utterly superb, utterly fantastic, filled with every good and beautiful thing. I love you. I love you. I love you.